Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Howdy fucking doodah boys and girls. My name is Camo and you're listening to another episode of Unfazed and Unbothered, the podcast where we rant, rave, and ramble about literally any and everything. Purr. So, I have a little dry erase board with some choice topics that I'll get into after the break. But, you know, before the break, I'm going to give you guys a little life update, per usual. So, this past week, I did a little thrift haul. If you missed it, it's on TikTok. I got so much shit. One of my favorite thrift stores had just about everything half off. Like in the past few months, they started this thing where Wednesday, pretty much the entire store, other than like the color that just came out that day, is half off. So I go every Wednesday. It's the Southern Thrift Market. If you're a Georgia girly, off Jimmy Carter, right behind the Quick Trip, iconic. The prices are a little crazy sometimes, which is why it's just best to go on like discount day. You know, I love a discount. What can I say? But yeah, I went yesterday and I got so much good stuff for $104. A lot of money to spend at a thrift store, sure. But I'm a bargain shopper, bitch. I love a bargain. I'm a sucker for a steal, a deal, if you will. You know, some of my favorites. I got this lamp. It was repurposed. It was a old teapot, and they repurposed it into a lamp. And now the lamp shade that was on it was fugly, so I may have taken a lamp shade off another lamp in there, and I may have found a cuter top piece, you know, the screw part that keeps the shade on. I may have borrowed that from another lamp in there too. I basically did a build a lamp type of situation, you know. I mean, shit, it was from the thrift store anyways. No harm, no foul. I still paid $20 for it at a thrift store, so you know they can't really be pressed. Yeah, so I reconstructed this repurposed teapot lamp. It's so cute. I love it. It is on my TikTok. I also got this little purple leather, kind of like a doctor's bag, but it's like a little clutch, small little purse. It's so cute. It's vintage. It's real leather. And what else? Oh, I got this little Coach bag. It's silver, like a chrome leather. It's so cute. I love Coach. I've always loved Coach. Now, Coach got a little weird when they entered their poppy era, in my opinion. I was just not live, laugh, loving for that era of Coach. That's when Coach kind of went downhill for me, in my opinion. In my opinion, the stocks might have still been high. But it was just like poor choices were being made. It was kind of tacky and, you know, whatever. But one thing about Coach that I've always loved and admired was the quality that they use in their bags. Just like the stitching and the leathers and the hardware, they really hold up. Like I have this vintage Coach bag that I've had since high school, and I still carry it to this day. The Willis, so cute and gorgeous. And that's a staple bag that they have actually brought back in like recent years. It's so cute. It's just classy. It's small. It's square. But I love the vintage leather bags because they don't have the big logos all over them. I'm not a fan of like obnoxious logos. Like they have a purpose, sure, here and there, maybe a photo shoot. But I don't know. Unless it's like Chanel, I'm not just going to be going around like, look at my Coach bag. If you know, you know, though, like you can tell by the tassel on the side and, you know, the structure of the bag. If you know, you know, it's a quality bag and I'm all about quality, but it doesn't have to be obnoxious and just throw in your face with a bunch of little C's. But yeah, so I love that bag. My Adderall is coursing through my pussy per use. I took it a little late today, so my mouth is so... so goddamn dry right now. 1 second. A little ASMR for my little chicken nuggets. Yeah, so what else did I get that was cool? I got a lot of shit, really, a lot of shit. And it just, like I said, I know $100 at a thrift store is like outrageous, potentially to some, but fully justified because I went to TJ Maxx the night before. My Mimi wanted to, you know, give me some Christmas decor for my little cottage. And, I was just like, no, I don't want this. I don't need this because everything was so fucking expensive. Like, she bought me this Santa and he was like, just like a stuffed Santa with like glass feet. Nothing. I mean, he's very cute. He's very beautiful, but he's fucking $30. $30 fucking dollars for some Christmas decor. She got me this little reindeer. It looks like very... postmodern or mid-century. Yeah, mid-century kind of little reindeer was black and just very minimal and small. It was very small. That shit was $14. I'm like, bitch, what? She bought me like four things and it was $115. And I went to this thrift store yesterday and I got hella Christmas stuff, hella mugs, dishware, shot glasses. I got accessories, few purses, belts, all for less than that. So it's just crazy, you know. You can find a lot of shit out there. I'm a savvy shopper. I'm decorating a home. I'm turning a house into a home as we speak. So I'll be going to a lot of thrift stores in the months to come, a lot of Facebook marketplacing, because I don't like to pay full price, really and truly. One thing about me, I don't. If I can get a deal, I will. I don't know. I've always been somebody who, like, in high school, I've always had an eye for designer. Like I've mentioned in the past, I used to resell on eBay and I would go to flea markets with my family and we had like a little family business. They still do it, but back then I was really sick and I really didn't have many options. Like literally every job I ever applied to in that time period was like, sorry kid, like you're just unreliable, you might be in the hospital three times this week and we just can't, you know, have that. So I couldn't find a real job and I was not about to be broke in these streets, so I had to be an entrepreneur. So, yeah, we just started doing this, reselling purses and shoes, but like, I think I inherited that eye from my great grandmother, Nanny, rest in peace her soul, but she was a wheeler and dealer too. She could find the most quality pieces, the most expensive designer stuff, furniture, doilies and antiques, and she would flip that shit. She would flip it. So I learned a lot of stuff about like, you know, secondhand buying and bargains and whatnot. But anyways, fuck, rambling Rhonda over here. Yeah, I would like, you know, I've always liked to thrift and whatnot, because there's much better deals. Oh, my point. Okay, period. It's all coming back to me, Celine Dion. Purr. I've always been somebody who would much rather carry a thrifted, authentic quality piece, like a vintage handbag, or maybe it's not even vintage, it's just like a year or two old, and it was taken well care of, like it was conditioned, and you know, it was preserved, if you will. It's maybe not mint condition, but it's not like busted boots. But yeah, people would always give me shit because I'd be like, yeah, I got this Prada bag at a thrift store. They're like, Prada at a thrift store? Yeah, okay. You shop at a thrift store, you're poor, it's fake, beep, beep, bop, bop, boop, boop, boop. But they are proudly carrying a fake knockoff Louis Vuitton that they got at the fucking Pendergrass flea market. Like, this is real. Yep, I paid 40. Bitch, you did not pay 40 bucks for a real Louis Vuitton brand new in the bag. Bitch, and they don't come in that plastic shit. Trust and fucking believe. Okay. At this point, I could really just be an authenticator because, bitch, I can sell from a mile away, you know? I've got years of experience under my belt. So, yeah, I knew what I was doing even back then. And I would have these really nice designer accessories, and I was paying hella less, way less, like bags. You can go to like estates back then, before everybody was a fucking picker. Back then, you could go to like a Buckhead or Alpharetta yard sale or estate sale and leave with like real pieces, like real like Louis Vuitton for like 20, 30, 40 bucks. These people would just give them away. Now you can't do that because everybody's going to beat you to it unless you're like up at 5 o'clock really out there just doing it. Not me anymore, but I do love a good deal. Some things never change. I don't care how much money I make. Not saying that I'm a wealthy, rich, and famous girly in these streets by any means, but I don't care how rich I get eventually. I will always be in a thrift store. I might even buy out a thrift store one day. Like if I get to the point where I'm just so big I can't go anywhere, then trust and believe I'm going to shut the thrift store down and I'm going to get an exclusive tour to the back before them motherfucking goodies hit the floor. Okay? Tried and true thrift stores. It's a scavenger hunt, you know? And people, they don't have the patience for that. Most people I find they don't have the patience for that. Like they go into a thrift store and they're like, oh, I want to find a red leather jacket, which by the way, I'm looking for a real leather red jacket, a cute and gorgeous one, maybe like a crop preferred. But yeah, they'll have that in mind, some very specific item that they want, and they go in, they do a quick little breeze through the racks or whatever. They don't even look through the pieces one by one or the decor or whatever. They just do a loop, a 5-minute loop, and they're like, ah, I didn't find anything. Ah, thrifting sucks. Bitch, you suck. Fucking look around, bitch. This is not a department store. You can't really predict what you're gonna find. You've got to look through all this shit, and there's cute pieces that are crammed in between 20 fucking hideous pieces, shirts, pants, whatever it is. There's the racks are so full. You can't possibly find good pieces just walking by and trying to catch a pattern of the sleeve. No, you have to really look. Same with the decor. Like you have to go through every aisle, see everything that's to be seen. I'd be spending an hour plus in a thrift store. Gladly, happily. I'm just like, hell yeah, bitch. The bargains, the savings, they really get me wet and juicy. They get the pussy purring. Hey, Bones. My kitties are just so fresh. Tomorrow is my birthday. Wow. I'm going to be 28. So I do have some hours left to join, you know, the 27 club. yeah. That's not gonna happen. I'm going to live a gorgeous long life. I am. But, you know, oh, in other news, great fucking news, by the way, my sister cousin, she's really my cousin, Miss Tolly. You probably remember her from my abandoned house adventures. Miss Tolly is coming to visit me for a few weeks. She's going to be staying at mi casa. I'm so fucking excited about this bitch because I love all of the friends that I've accumulated over the years. I love people, you know, but there's something about this bitch that really just clicks with me. We just get each other, and I don't want to offend any of my other besties by any means, but regardless of the trials and tribulations that me and this bitch have put each other through, which, by the way, all the bullshit that people be asking questions about, it's really not that deep, okay? But truth be told, regardless of all the bullshit, this bitch is just my bestie, my cousin. But, like, we did find out on Ancestry that we are cousins, so cousins it is. My cousin girl is coming to visit. She's going to come stay at my house for, you know, some time, and we're just going to be doing things and living life and just being cute and gorgeous girls. It's kind of crazy, though, because she started transitioning over a year ago now, and we haven't seen each other. I haven't seen her since... Oh, bitch, what is that? What is a fucking airplane? I haven't seen her since February, was it? I think February, yeah. And since then, she is, like, growing titties. She's a real woman in these streets, a whole different bitch. And I am as well. I've lost a lot of weight. And, I mean, we talk on FaceTime all the time, but... it's just different because we've not physically seen each other in so long, and we're in just completely different forms. So we're, like, reintroducing ourselves to one another. And I'm just so excited. She's literally road tripping from California right now as we speak. Like, what? That is the sweetest thing anybody has ever fucking done for me. Like, literally driving across the entire fucking country from one coast to another. Are you kidding me? What? Who the fuck does that? My cousin, she does, and I love her. And, you know, we're just so stupid and silly with each other. And, like, you know, I know when to get serious. I know when to shut the bullshit down, if you will. And so does she. We just get each other. We click. We mesh so well. And I'm just so excited just to hang out and reconnect and just experience the experiences, because crazy shit just always happens when we get together, and I live for it. So yeah, stay tuned. She will be on next week's episode. I'm very excited about that. This will be my first guest. Stay fucking tuned, bitch. Let's see what else is just new in my life. I'm couch hunting right now. I really want a genuine top grain leather couch because they are the most cat proof. Like, cats love to shred couches. I don't know why. Actually, I do know why. It's because they're nails, but, like, you know, I'm more on top of their nails now, like trimming their nails down so that they don't go in like a scratching frenzy. But that's like a habit that they just love, just to scratch onto things. I need to get them some new scratching posts and a little cat condo. But my eyes are just wide open right now for a couch. So I'm looking high and low, thrift stores, yard sales, Facebook Marketplace. If there's any, you know, furniture girlies out there who can connect me with somebody, maybe want to exchange, you know, some promo or something, a little house tour featuring some gorgeous couches, you know, just an idea, just a thought, throwing it out there. Hit me up on IG at I am Camel Camille, or, you know, if, like, you're a listener in the Atlanta area and you've got, like, a really gorgeous leather couch, or know somebody who does, who just needs to get it off their hands, preferably black with some recliners, that would be so cute and gorgeous. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking high and low, like I said, religiously. And I will not stop searching until I find the best deal. Really and truly. I've got my eye on this one set that this lady has on Facebook Marketplace. It's like in a storage unit, but it's like, I looked up this specific couch. It's like top grain leather. It's got mechanical recliners. It's got like USB ports on the side. It's from American Signature. It's like this gorgeous blue leather. And it's like she's got a recliner seat and a three seater with cup holders. And it's just all the bells and whistles. Great quality. It was like a $3,000 couch, and she's got it on there for $600. So, stay tuned. I don't know if that's the one I'm necessarily going to get. I really would prefer black. I'm not a navy fan, but this particular shade of blue is just so gorgeous and really fits like the blue decor that I have in my kitchen so far. Which, by the way, if you want to, you know, see my little color palette I've got going on in my kitchen and throughout my house, I did post that on TikTok in my little thrift haul. So go look at that. Thank you. On that note, I'm going to go on a break. And when I come back, I'm going to touch base on these topics and I'm going to read a little entry from my journal.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
All right, girls, I'm back. So it's December 1st. Currently is a brand new month, the last month of the year. So January comes around and bitches swear they're a new bitch. New year, new me. No, baby, you've got to prepare yourself. You can't just go balls deep. January 1st is just not really realistic. So I feel like it's just best practice, which I've been trying to do the last 2 years at least, is better prepare and plan in the month of December, you know, maybe even some November, whatever, if you like to be extra prepared. But just sit in December and try to prepare yourself for the year to come. Make a course of action, write down some goals, and just be realistic with yourself. But so start that now. I highly encourage you start forming any good habits or breaking any bad habits. Now would be the time to do that, whether it be behavior patterns or, you know, maybe you're just eating too much or you're just really reactive, whatever the case may be, whatever work you've got to do on yourself, whether it be fitness, mental health, work, whatever you got to do to make 2023 the best year possible, start now. Okay. So I wrote a little journal. I love to write music, journals, stories, you name it. I did write a little journal entry. I'm not going to read it verbatim because it's just a little cringe, in my opinion, the way I wrote some of this now that I'm reading back over it. But yeah, I'll just use it as a guideline. So basically, you know, it's a new month. It's my birthday month. It's the last month of the year. There's so much potential for this month to grow, to expand, to create better habits, you know. And, you know, I'm currently sitting in the bed of my first home on my own, which is just so crazy to me. I have this overwhelming feeling that my mother is so proud, and I just know that she would be. She would be fucking ecstatic. The decor I have in my kitchen, I know she would be stealing all of it. So I don't know. It's just, I feel this really warm feeling thinking about what my mother would say and how she would feel and like how she would react to me being out on my own, fully independent, fully efficient or sufficient on my own. And it's a really beautiful feeling. So yeah, but these next few weeks, they have so much potential. Make the most of it. And I will make the most of it. You know, as 2022 draws near, take this time to reflect on all the positive changes that you've made, but also recognize where you can improve. There's always room for improvement. I never want to feel as if I know it all or I've got it all figured out. I think there's so much knowledge out there and so much to learn, strategies, new, just so much. There's just so much fucking information out there that you just can't possibly all fucking know. So I like to be open-minded, you know, but I know that I've done a lot of good. I've made a lot of positive changes this year, but I do know that there are so many other things I can do. There's so much more improvement to be done. So yeah, you know, relax, rest, and recharge in between work. But like when I'm working, I really need to be giving it my whole pussy, which is really just the whole goal of 2023 for me. I'm in my own space now. There's no excuse not to be working my hardest, my best, my most. I literally moved out so I could work. So, yeah, just really give these next few weeks your whole pussy, camo. Just fucking do it. You miss every opportunity you don't take. So cliche to say, but it's true. We be letting anxiety and stress and assumptions and preconceived notions and what have yous get us off our games, and we miss our blessings. True. I mean, I sound like one of these fucking cringy bitches on TikTok, but it's fucking true. Just fucking do it. Try something new. Find a new hobby. All of you should really be preparing yourself for 2023. Don't wait till January 1st. Change comes gradually. You can't just expect to move mountains, you know, with the fucking drop of a hat. Like, you just can't. You have to be realistic with yourself. So again, let me emphasize, girls, right now, these next few weeks, start journaling. You don't have to journal. It's just a tool. It's just something to look back on. But maybe get a dry erase board, put it in your kitchen, write down some goals, write down what you want out of 2023, and really start thinking about a game plan, how you're going to effectively and efficiently navigate throughout the year. But like, if there's bad habits, like if you're having, you know, emotional outbreaks, or if you're not eating enough, or you're eating too much, or, you know, there, whatever you're struggling with, really start working on now so that you can be prepared when the new year comes around. Okay, because we are the masters of our destiny. You know, we really are in control. We tend to let circumstances hold us back. A lot of people, they feel like they were dealt a shitty deck of cards, so they just don't try. They let these anxieties and these situations and these temporary things hinder their growth, or they let them define them as people. And they're like, well, that person was silver spooned and they have it so easy, so there's no way I can do it. I'm not like that person. I can't make this happen because I wasn't given this opportunity, or beep, beep, bop, bop, boop, boop, boop. Where there is a will, there is a way. Always, okay? Anyways, this morning I was talking to a sister, playing Dr. Phil, if you will. be there for your friends, first and foremost, always. My conversation with my sister is inspiring today's episode, or my takeaway, if you will. Me and this particular individual, we really relate to each other in a lot of our like mental health issues. You know, we kind of overthink in the same ways and have some of the same like mental struggles. And overthinking has just really crippled the both of us. And I listen to my friends, you know, tell me about their life, their struggles and whatnots. And sometimes, especially with certain individuals, I almost feel like I'm listening to the story of my life in some aspects. And so it puts things into perspective. So it's like, I'm over here offering advice, but I'm also kind of having like mental downloads. But anyways, overthinking, it is just so detrimental to your well-being, your mental state, your mental health. You know, I and this individual as well, we've always like hyper-focused on a feeling or a sensation or, you know, or something. And we would just, we both are fucking hypochondriacs, really and truly. We're convinced that we're always dying, or that this is wrong and this is why. Like, we're always trying to figure it out and get to the bottom of shit. Like, always just so curious. And we just run ourselves so ragged, overthinking and robbing the present moment with all these what ifs and this could mean that, or that, what if this, what if that. Like, all of these maybes are robbing us of the present moment. And here we are just always convinced that, oh, you know, I feel this, so I Googled this and this is what that means. And so I'm obviously, the amount of times that me and this bitch have had to talk each other off the ledge because we were convinced that either we fucking had cancer or an STD, or we were dying with this, or we had this problem or that problem. And it's just not healthy. Go get help if you think there's something going on, and so you can have peace of mind. And when you find out that you don't, just stop stressing about it. Because there was like a 2-year period where I was fucking convinced that I had diabetes, that I was pre-diabetic. Now, I was like, you know, teeter-tottering for sure, but not enough to have the symptoms I was having. For some weird reason, my toes were like stiff and they were like kind of numb for some reason. I don't fucking know. And now that I'm thinking about it, they kind of feel a little numb right now. Maybe I just have sensation loss or some shit, some nerve damage from the chemo and radiation. I don't fucking know. And here I am trying to figure it out. Why? Stop, bitch, stop. Don't. It. Everybody's different. Everybody reacts and responds to situations, to medications, to trials, to tribulations, to people react and respond to different things so differently. It's just, you know, so stop trying to figure it all out. You know, if you feel a little weird, go talk to somebody, a specialist, about it. If they denounce your fears or whatever, just, you know, keep it pushing. Because there's so many, I think about the amount of time I let fear and anxiety consume me and control me, really, and cripple me. The amount of time I have spent and lost, and this person too, that we have just wasted, stressed out about things that weren't even real. Assumptions that we had made about a boy, or something that we misunderstood and we're jumping to conclusions, or this health anxiety, this problem, that problem. Like, so much time has been lost stressing, and there's just no point. Because let's say, worst case scenario, one of these fears was reality, okay? What do? You deal with it. You fucking deal with it, and you figure it out from there. But there's no point in sitting in all this fear and anxiety over the what ifs and the maybes. So, you know, I'm talking to this friend this morning and I'm listening to her just like go on and on and on about how this is not right, that's not right, and beep beep bop boop boop boop. And I'm hearing like the story of my life, and all I can think is like, wow, you're going through this, and without a doubt, in a couple of hours or maybe by tomorrow, you're gonna realize that this was all silly. It doesn't matter. And it just always happens. As an overthinker, and I'm speaking from experience and I'm speaking to myself, as an overthinker, we have to be realistic, because our overthinking issue, it can transpire into so many other things. You know, it comes off as a lack of confidence when you're constantly feeling like you need reassurance from friends or partners or your job or whatever. You're constantly in need of reassurance. Okay, so why is that? You know, it's not healthy to constantly need that reassurance. And when you are letting your anxieties tell you, oh, you're not working hard enough, or you're not being a good enough mother, or you're not being a good enough partner, spouse, you're not being a good enough, whatever the case may be, and you start like doubting yourself, now the very thing you don't want to happen is now a possibility, because now you're like rubbing these people wrong, like your friends, you're just like making assumptions and creating scenarios that may have not ever happened, may not ever be happening, probably would have never fucking happened. And we gotta stop. We gotta chill the fuck out. Be realistic with yourself. You know that you get to this point where you're having these thoughts and these ideas, and you're just so for certain that this intuition or this download or this thought is truth and set in stone, and you're convinced. But then rational thinking kicks in, and maybe you talk about it with somebody and boom, you're like, oh wow, I was so silly, so fucking silly. So if you know that, don't act on your impulses, you know, instead of you know, lashing out or making assumptions or bringing these assumptions to whoever's attention, talk to like your bestie, talk to your fucking bestie, and really just talk about talk candidly, open up about what you're feeling and listen to what you're saying and let them, you know, converse back and forth. Because like, chances are, if you're an overthinker, you already know that half the fucking shit you've overthought never came to be. So don't rob the present moment, okay? Don't self-sabotage is what I'm trying to say also. Like, don't self-sabotage, because I've seen so many times these relationships where there's like a big shift in the dynamic and it started out so beautiful and then something happened and then one of the partners is just like, oh, this person doesn't like me anymore, and they're constantly in need of reassurance, and it just gets, you know, it's just insecure. And like, that's, confidence is sexy, you know, and insecurities is like, we all have them, don't get me wrong, but like, you don't want to burden other people with your insecurities by making assumptions or creating these scenarios in your head or accusing people of things. So just really talk to your bestie, you know, talk to your bestie or a therapist, work through your problems, don't act on your impulses, okay? Overthinking though, that's something that has to go. No more assumptions, no more overthinking. And also, like, girls, I encourage everybody to get out of the house, go and experience life, whether it be in your small town or you got big girl dreams, aspirations, and you want to travel, go here, go there, do fucking do it. Stop thinking about it, stop talking about it, fucking do it. Find a hobby, find something creative, an outlet that lights your pussy up. Okay, because we waste a lot of time sitting around just fucking moping and thinking about life, watching fucking reality shows of other people living their life, and we're not fucking living ours. We're just fucking existing and taking it day by day, just killing time. No, go out and fucking experience things. Go to take a goddamn pottery class, bitch. Make a bowl, something, shit. Get out and fucking experience life. It's refreshing, okay? It's rewarding. It's refreshing. You experience things. You hear people's stories. You get to know people's energies. And you just, like, you know, you learn so much when you are just doing things and out and about experiencing life, you know? With experience comes wisdom. So get out of the house. Being stuck in a house or being stuck in such a mundane routine, like, that shit will make somebody crazy, okay? So... yeah. Stop letting situations, I was saying earlier, stop letting situations control you and define you. Work with the cards that you're dealt. You know, we don't all come from the same background. We don't all have the same opportunities. We don't all live in the same areas. Our families don't all come from wealth. You know, I fucking struggled all my childhood. I had every odd against me with my health and with just the cards I was dealt. I really had a lot of odds against me to ever become anything outside of my small town. And here I am doing it. I'm doing the damn thing. I've never let my situations or my, circumstances hold me back. I've worked with whatever cards I was given. I did the best that I could at the time. And it got me where I'm at today. I learned a lot of lessons. I wasn't silver spooned. I wasn't put in studios recording with the top producers because my daddy or this person or that person handed it to me, gave it to me, put me in those rooms. You know, I had to work for everything I have. And, you know, there were times where it was hard. There was times where I had to do without. There were times where I felt like the world was against me, but it's just not. It's just not. Life isn't fair for anybody, no matter where you're at on the hierarchy scale, the food chain, whatever you want to call it, whether you're at the top or the bottom. We all have struggles. We all have struggles. Where there's more money, there's more problems. So, you know, you can look at like the Kardashians or this person or your favorite influencer or whoever you look up to or watch or tune into, you can look at them and think, oh, wow, they have it all figured out. They've got it all together. They must be so happy because they've got the cars, they've got the house, they've got this. They've got problems. I promise you, they got fucking problems. I am so grateful for where I'm at in life. I feel so appreciative of everything I have, but I still have my problems. Somebody else could look at my life and think I have it all together and have it all going on, but it's not the case. I've been in the best predicaments, and I've also simultaneously been in like the worst mindsets and felt the lowest. So it's like, you know, you just never know. Don't let the fact that you might not have thousands of dollars in your bank account, or don't let the fact that you grew up in a lower income area or come from rags or whatever, don't let those type of things determine where you go in life. You know, you can really start from the fucking bottom. Where there's a will, there's a way. So no fucking excuses, but be realistic. Okay. Be very realistic. You got these goals in mind. You want to, get the ball rolling on them. Okay, so boom, let's say you want to lose 50 pounds. Okay, realistically, January 1st comes around, you're not going to lose 15 pounds in 3 days going to the gym, especially if you're not cutting out the fast food and this or that. So be realistic. You know your habits, you know your patterns, you know what you can sacrifice or can't, and you know your time better than anybody else. So if cutting out all fast food and whatnot is realistic, then you can set a higher goal. Like, okay, period. I'm not going to eat any fast food. I'm going to cook all of my meals at home. I'm going to eat lean proteins, beep, 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 whatever. If you can be realistic and that's obtainable for you, fucking do it. Okay. Set yourself up, start getting in that mindset, start doing it. If maybe, you know, you want to have a better self-image or a better more positive mindset, better self-talks, if you will, just start changing your thinking patterns. Start changing your thoughts when you hear yourself self-deprecating, or you hear the voice in your head saying you're not enough, or this wasn't good enough, or that was a flop, or that was a fail, or whatever. you're this, you're that, just change it with a positive thought. Like, sure, you know, I could sit here and dwell on the fact that I haven't weighed myself in a few weeks because I'm scared, bitch. I'm scared. I don't know how much weight I've potentially gained back. I am still very much smaller than I was, but I wouldn't be surprised if I've gained like 15 pounds over the past few weeks. But I could sit here and dwell on that. I could sit here and be like, oh, you fat fucking cow, you stupid bitch, you're trash, you're a failure, look at you, you're retracting all your progress, beep, beep, bop, bop, boop. No. Instead, I'm like, wow, you know, I know what I need to do to get myself back in the groove of things. I just moved. I've been getting settled in. I've been having friends and family over, just enjoying the moment. So I worked really hard this year. I busted my fucking ass to get where I'm at physically and mentally and financially and out on my own. I literally worked my ass off this whole year to make this possible. So I can't beat myself up if I went 6 or 7 steps ahead and maybe went back one step. Like, you know, I'm not going to beat myself up. I'm going to give myself grace. I'm going to rest, recharge, relax over these next few weeks. But I'm also going to be preparing myself with better habits. Like, I have been going to town on the baked goods, the cookies, the sweets, because it's just that time of year. You know, everybody listening, I'm sure y'all are all struggling too, because it's just so hard. It's so hard, the food of this time of year. And plus it's like cold outside, so there's not a lot of outdoor activities. And like just going outside in the fucking winter wonderland, it's just like, it's dreadful, you know? So this time of year, people just typically hibernate and pack on the pounds. But I'm not going to beat myself up because it was just Thanksgiving and my birthday is tomorrow. My fucking birthday is tomorrow, which, by the way, if y'all know, you know, you want to bless a girl, send me $1. It would be so cute and gorgeous. Maybe I can get myself a fucking couch finally. You know, my Cash App, Venmo, both just my name, Camo Camille. Thank you so much. But you don't have to. Just an idea. But yeah, my birthday is tomorrow. So I'm going to go to the Juicy Fucking Crab and I'm going to eat cheesecake, I'm sure of it, and that's okay. That's fucking okay. If I gain 2 or 3 more pounds, chuck it to the fucking game, because once these next few weeks finish up, once we get through these next few weeks, bitch, it's game time. But I do need to start getting a grip on my eating habits. I can't, realistically, you know, Christmas is around the corner, so there's going to be holiday parties. There's going to be room for, you know, a little more splurging, but I can't like live my day by day by day making poor decisions. So I got to start setting myself back up in healthier habits. But the thought patterns, like if you hear yourself dwelling on the negative, just replace it with a positive thought. Like, yeah, sure, you might have gained a little bit of weight back, but shit, bitch, you're in your own home right now. You're doing your own thing. You know what you got to do to get back on track, and you did it so fast that you'll be back in no time, better than fucking ever. Period. You know, stop talking yourself down. You're a lot cuter. You're a lot smarter. You're a lot funnier. A lot more fashionable. A lot more lovable and loving. You're more of these things than you realize. I'm like, literally all of you who are stressing, fucking up your blessing, I promise you, you're better than you think you are. Most of you, at least. So yeah, just get into better habits, better, you know, daily rituals. Like, now the contrast of living in my last house versus now. Growing up, I was very OCD. When I was decorating my rooms, I was very much the kid that, like, every week I was telling my parents to come look at my room, because I was just so proud and excited of how clean and tidy, and like I just reorganized all my furniture and whatnot. And I was just always so good and clean and tidy and precise and meticulous. But then, you know, lots of things happened, circumstances. I let those things get in the way. It really fucked me over. I did this and that. Anyways. My mental and living space suffered because of it. But now I get up every morning and I just start cleaning up. I literally clean as I mess up. Like, if I take my clothing off, I immediately go throw it in the fucking washing machine. I might not turn the bitch on, but I'm constantly taking every outfit that I take off and immediately putting it in the washing machine. And once I got a load going, then I wash it and I immediately put it in a laundry basket and I take it to my room and put it up. Any plate, I wash it off, put it in the dishwasher, wait till the dishwasher's filled, I start a load. And as soon as my trash fucking fills up, I take that bitch out. Whereas back in the day, I would just sit things on every counter space and I just kind of let myself go. And I didn't give a fuck about my space. And it was just, I was spiraling. It was just got so out of hand. I didn't even know where to start. And I just really hated life. But the contrast of that life and just what a matter of a few weeks has done for me mentally. And I'm looking around at a very fucking clean house and I'm just very happy about it. I'm very fucking happy. And I'm proud of myself really for getting back in this mindset. But really just want to emphasize that 2023 is right around the corner. So let's really start gearing ourselves to take on the next year the most efficiently and most effectively way possible. On that note, I'm going to wrap up today's episode. Thank you, girls, for tuning in. I love you so much. And stay tuned for next week because Miss Tali will be my first guest. I love you.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.